Welcome to the Grow Gelf Podcast, where we talk about the challenges and triumphs of fundraising for nonprofits. Our host is Rabbi Elazar Green, CFRE. He's helped over 800 nonprofits boost their fundraising, enabling them to raise millions more dollars. Now, let's get started exploring the ups and downs of fundraising.
So today's the first day, first episode. We have the new intro. I hope you enjoy it. Hope you're trying to get a little sparkle around here. Thank you for joining me today as we travel from the Northern Maryland to the Southern Pennsylvania. We face the hills, mountains, twists, turns, bumps, and unexpected moments of fundraising for nonprofits and my morning commute. If you have a question or a topic you'd like me to talk about, please feel free to email or WhatsApp me. I want to jump into today's topic really quickly. Today's topic is, it's important to understand and to remember and recognize that we use two different types of language. We use inward language and outward language. And let me clarify how we communicate and why it matters. Imagine you're working in a restaurant. You're taking orders. You're a waiter or a waitress or whatever it is. When someone orders an egg omelet with mushrooms, you have to write down every single time, egg omelet with mushrooms. It's a lot of letters. Your handwriting is going to get sloppy. They're not going to be able to read it in the back. So what do? You and staff come up with a code. Egg omelet with mushrooms is one of the most popular dishes ordered at the restaurant, so you might have a code like 212 or EOY, egg omelet, or yellow, or whatever. This is called inward language. It's language you use internally with you, your staff, the wait staff, the servers, the chef. And although you understand what it's all about, and it really means exactly what you mean it to say, if your customer would hear you, they would not understand. And if the customer comes in and says, and you ask the customer, oh, would you like 212 today? The customer would not know what you're talking about. It doesn't even begin to be on their radar as to something that they want or need in their life. This is an example of inward language and outward language. Every industry has internal language, inward language, including nonprofits. And it's essential that we do not confuse our donors by using the wrong language at the wrong time. For example, most of the details of your budget are what I consider to be internal language, and they are not meant for initial donor communication, or for that matter, for even for most of your donors. Most of your donors do not need to know or want to know or care or really understand the details of your budget. And it makes a difference the way we ask and talk about our budget. For example, your nonprofit exists to fulfill a mission. You are helping children, helping seniors, helping students, you're helping the environment. Whatever you're there, you're doing something good. Your mission is to do good in this world. This mission is what resonates with donors, and this needs to be the focus for your language of, this is considered outward language. Why do you do what you do? To make a difference. And when we talk to donors and we invite them to help, we have to emphasize their impact, their support of the mission, and how they're going to further the mission. And we cannot emphasize your financial goals. Your organization is there to do good. It is not there to cover your budget. So once donors are engaged with your mission, then you can share more about the internal workings of your organization. This is like kind of like the regular customer at a restaurant who's been there all the time. They know the internal language, and it's kind of cute if they would order a 212, and they would give you like a sly wink, like they know the internal language. So if there's someone that's close and is really involved, then absolutely you can share with them internal language, because frankly they become internal. Last week, I shared with a close donor how when they give through ACH versus credit cards, how much further their gift went. And they were very excited to hear that, oh my gosh, you have more money. I'm helping with the budget. I'm paying in a certain way and making sure that your nonprofit pays less bank fees. And they're very excited about how that's going to make a big difference in the budget. This is an internal donor, a close friend, and that is not something you would normally share with people who just discover you, or even in your mainstream communications and donor language. Most of your donors want to hear about the good they help accomplish, and they don't really want to hear about how much money you saved. So your donation page and your public appeals and your emails should highlight your mission and the difference donors can make, not your financial targets. People give because they care about your cause. They don't care to help you meet a budget. So, when speaking to donors, I invite you to focus on impact. And I want to add one thing. It's important to focus on impact, not just to donors, but to yourself and to your staff and to your team. Because we spend so much of our time in our day talking about and thinking about budgets and the funding gap and money and fundraising and solicitations. It's easy to forget to remind yourself about why the work that you're doing is so important. Let me give you a few examples of inward language and outward language so you can really understand what I'm talking about. And by the way, this is true, even all this, I think, is true, even campaigns which are like matching gifts or doubling your money or triple your money, all those things, even though it's a huge motivation and incentive to give and to give big, you have to remember to put on the page again and again and again why it's important that your money is doubled. Not just give now because your money is doubled, but your money is doubled and therefore your impact is doubled. Let me give you some examples of inward language. This is something you would say to yourself or to your team. Here is a quote. I have a goal to onboard 30 new donors this month. And if we make a mistake and we tell a donor, I have a goal to onboard 30 new donors this month, can you be one of those 30 new donors that I'm onboarding this month in order to meet our financial projections? This is inward language, and I advise you to stay away from it, from almost all of that. How would you say that in an outward language? Here's how you would say it. This month, we'd like to invite 30 more people to join those making a real difference to these children and their families. Can you be one of those 30 people? So we kept the goal of 30, and you can talk about 30 if you want, but it's not about the finances, it's not about the goal, it's not about the budget, it's not even about the 30 more people, it's about the children and the difference that you will make. Can you join in making sure these children have what the tools that they need this month to have a better life? Let's do another one. Here's an inward language that happened. I saw some people doing this back when there was troubles or thinking about troubles with the economy. Here's the outward language. The economy is tough on everyone. I'm sorry. Here's the inward language. Inflation is high, donations are down, and we are far away from covering our budget this month. Can you help? Inward. That does not talk at all about your mission. That's inflation is high, donations are down, and we are far away from covering our budget. It's all about your budget and why you don't have money for your budget. No one cares. Sorry, nobody cares about your budget. Except, obviously, your internal team and your internal donors. Here's an example of outward language. The economy is tough on everyone, but children of lower income families need more support than ever. They are feeling the strain at home, at school, and they and their families really rely on this critical lifeline. Can you help make a difference this month to a child and the family? The point is the same, that the economy is tough, but we shifted the focus from talking about the budget to talking about outward language, the impact. Now, again, as I said, when appropriate, you should share internal processes and language with certain donors who are interested in the nuts and bolts of how their contributions make a difference. When you are able to show the budgets and the numbers and the P&L and all of those related inward internal language, this can help build transparency, which helps build trust. But even for those people who are looking for those things, don't forget to reintroduce at the end of the conversation, reintroduce outward language to emphasize the importance of these numbers. All of these numbers together, the expenses and the income and the funding gap, they are all about making sure a child has a better life. And even if you think that this person is an insider, an internal person, and they don't really need it, they do need it. They need it, you need it, your team needs it, and all of your donors needs this constant reminder of the good that they help accomplish in the world. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found this discussion helpful. Feel free to let me know your thoughts via email at support@growgelt.com. That's a new email, support@growgelt.com. Or you can WhatsApp me at 272-888-0770. That's 272-888-0770. That is a WhatsApp number, and it's a new one. And feel free to message me there as well. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful day.